This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about forced labour.
What do you think is the best way to curb forced labour issues in Malaysia? The poll on Twitter is saying better surveillance at 40.8%, heavier punishment, very close at 40.1%, educate employers at 12.9%, others at 6.1%.
Yeah, now we've got a couple of messages that have come through on Twitter, and let's read those.
So Ahmad Supian here says, we should encourage more automation into our services and manufacturing. With you there. We heavily depend on contract workers as buffer solutions is easy and convenient. There are incentives for industries to adopt tech-based solutions, but we're not doing enough. From Sengat Nenas, better whistleblowing channels. The Little Sports Jedi said labour unions. Nasrullah said big company needs to respect humanity.
Right.
Small companies too.
Yes, yes. Every size. Now, you still have about less than half an hour. You've got about 22 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us what you think. Or what do you think is the best way to curb forced labour issues in Malaysia? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter. There's a poll there at BFM Radio is our handle. Also on Instagram, and we'll get to those messages in just a bit. But as promised, now we have a story about the need for more high-paying jobs. Now, the pandemic-induced slowdown that we've been experiencing has uncovered the need for reforms to address what you could call structural issues in the job market right now that would also ensure quality labour recovery. Now, according to MIDF research, attracting investments from domestic and foreign sources which require high value-added production activities will be crucial to promote the creation of high-paying jobs in the economy. Now, this is an article that we picked up from the Malaysian Reserve. And in it, economist Abdul Muiz Murhalim said that the promotion of greater adoption of technology and digitalization, as well as the planned investments to enhance high-speed internet, also 5G, as indicated in our My Digital Blueprint, right, will be a move in the right direction, which will create job opportunities in technology and the IT service industry. He added that underemployment has been another area of concern in the labour market. The occurrence of underemployment can be linked to a mismatch in terms of education and skills. And to a certain extent, the absence of suitable jobs has also led job seekers to opt for lower paying jobs in order to earn a living. I mean, everybody needs to survive, right? Now, Abdul Muiz also said that this was further exacerbated by the ongoing pandemic as more job seekers opt to do part-time jobs and become gig workers as well. And he added that since we are projecting a gradual recovery in the labour market soon, underemployment will continue as hiring in certain industries such as tourism or tour and travel, as well as consumer-related sectors, will continue to be constrained by the ongoing ban because of our cross-border travels, the ban on the cross-border travels.
Bank Negara agrees that prevailing structural issues are weighing on future job and income prospects. Among the structural issues highlighted is the low-cost production model, which suppresses wages and productivity enhancement. High-skilled job creation has been insufficient to keep up with the entry of fresh graduates. There have been skill mismatches between workers and industry needs. Meanwhile, Centre for Market Education CEO Dr. Carmelo Ferlito said the structural issues are real, but these need to be addressed from a more complex perspective. While it's true that there are sectors of the economy in Malaysia which rely on cheap and unskilled labour, he said there seems to be insufficient skilled jobs to accommodate the number of new graduates.
Yeah. He also said that it's true that we cannot imagine an economic structure where 100% where we are 100% made of skilled or high qualified workers. That's also a mistake that's been made in many other countries, giving the idea that everyone or anyone should get a college degree. And he also said that this has a double bad effect because increasing frustration and underemployment on one side and lowering the degree quality on the other, right? And he added that the long-term key strategy is an education reform in which tertiary education is reserved for very specific high-skilled professions, while secondary education becomes professionalizing. And he says this will help create middle-level workers who can bridge the gap between super-qualified jobs and unskilled jobs with, of course, the support of automation. He also said that we will have workers ready for the job market with operation roles who do not need a college degree, but at the same time are at a higher level than the current unskilled workers, right? Mm. And they will, of course, cost more, but you will need less of them and you will get an incentive towards automation and a process of kind of restructuring our Malaysian production structure.
Right. On the projection, he agrees with BNM, which stated that the first quarter of 2021's numbers will not be good, but will gradually improve if no more restrictions are imposed, saying at the same time, the situation in the hospitality and tourism industries can become very dramatic, and the government needs to address domestic and international travel if we do not want entire productive world to be completely destroyed with bad consequences, not only in current employment, but future ones as well.
Mm. Yeah. Meanwhile, the economist from MIDF, Abdul Muiz, said that conditions in the labour market are expected to improve gradually in view of the recovering economic growth this year. And he said he's looking at average unemployment declining to 4.3% this year. I think in 2020, it was 4.5%. And he says this as relaxation of restrictions on the economy, incentives provided by the government, and of course, the rollout of our vaccines and how this will boost confidence for businesses to increase labour demand. But he did say that he foresees the unemployment rate will remain elevated and therefore it will take time for the recovery to actually bring down this jobless rate closer to what we were at pre-pandemic.
Okay, so I want to talk about Germany, right? Okay. Because Germany's worked this out really well, right? Mm-hmm. Where you actually at, I think, their high school, then you go into two courses and they don't have this issue. Some decide to go to the the professional level and they go and get into tertiary education and one goes for the apprenticeship, right? Mm-hmm. So then that's why they're talking about Industry 4.0. They're the ones that come up with it and they're paid just as well. I think Australia also has this way where the plumbers are paid better than doctors, you know, to a large extent, right? Yeah. So, and again, you know, what Felito said, lowering degrees, right? Not everybody needs to be a graduate. And if we understand that, the we need both and we support about automation, right? And we take things to a higher level. We don't have the advantage of, the population, right? We are not Indonesia with 300 million people, right? We are a country of 30 million people. So how can we add the value of this country high? If we want to talk about, impact. It's about automation. It's about moving up the value chain. What we provide, I know we're so dependent on palm oil and all that, but we've got to move away from that and be on the upstream, you know what I mean? Yeah. And do things more on that high level because that's where we can add value, right? And not compete in that space where it's a volume game. We're not Thailand with millions as well or Vietnam. So we don't have that advantage.
And this is not the way forward if you think about it because everyone's talking about automation and it's just going to make more sense, more ringgit and sense, in order to work into incorporating automation, having skilled workers of every level in order to help implement this, right?
And people are not implementing because it's still cheaper for the short term with skilled labour and then issues like this arise, right? Issues like what has happened, because it's just cheaper to get, but that's not the way moving forward.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, just look at the demographics of the country. We're 30 million people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, on that note, we're asking you today, what do you think is the best way to curb forced labour issues in Malaysia? Do we need better surveillance? Do we need to educate employers more? Do we need heavier punishments? Get in touch and tell us what you think. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back and read a couple of messages from Instagram, wrap up our poll, and do a story about automation and how you want to impress the bots that will be in charge of your resumes moving forward. Yes, that's a different phase of automation. All that coming up after Edwin Collins with A Girl Like You. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.